Hey guys, it has been so long since I've gotten on this podcast, and honestly, I changed the title. I changed everything about it because I feel like a whole brand new bleep. Anyways, I really do feel like a whole new person. I think we're developing multi-personality disorder here. I'm not the same person I was with the old podcast. There is some tea on the old podcast that I could never get into about why these things were deleted and what happened behind that. But we don't need to get into that. I'm back here and I changed my podcast name to Common Sense. That's what I don't have in life, but what I do have is comedy, so that's why I put that in there. As you guys don't know, I love making people laugh and smile and cracking these jokes. That's why I started a cooking show titled What's Cooking Good Looking, in which I need new recipe ideas, so please help me out with that. I wouldn't consider myself funny. I would just say that I really focus on just like getting a reaction on people that's like unpredictable. That's my favorite part, and if it makes people laugh, it makes it 10 times better. If it doesn't, I have a good time no matter what. So that's why we're changing a little bit of our content here. I kind of want to go into this relationship I had. I'm trying to think because I'm like brushing off my makeup here. I'm going to go into this relationship that I was in privately for a reason. It was a long distance relationship for 8 months, and We all know our first love. We feel it. We feel for the person. We just know it. We just know it's gonna happen. Well, I'm gonna break the plot for you. It doesn't end up working out, especially with like a person that you know you met for the first time and you guys are developing a relationship with. It has its struggles, but unfortunately, mine was a few thousand miles away, and we had met previously before he moved, and I think we were just very connected to the souls, like soulmate versions. And so I decided to give it a chance. This was the summer before my senior year, and everyone in my town knew him or knew of a person who knew him. And it was like really weird because like they ended up all being family members. And I was like, this is odd. I'm gonna go into the high school and I'm just gonna keep it silent. And then I ended up buying each other, like me and him, Bond Touch bracelets. So if you ever saw me at high school wearing that Bond Touch, it was not a Fitbit. It was called a Bond Touch, long distance relationship thing. Anyways, let's just say we made a playlist and then we fell in love, and then he added me on his playlist. Yes, ma'am, he did. And I was not cool with that. It ended up being on Easter, so imagine having to just wipe up those tears and go eat some ham afterwards. It was just, like, not it. And I had to pretend like I was happy, obviously, but deep down, nobody knew what was going on. And, yeah, I spent a lot of money on him. I would say there's always good things that come out of a relationship, and one of them was that he never took the flight money out of the credited account that I gave him, so now I have it. And so now, Miss Ma'am, I am gonna go to where he lived and whoop that ass, because that's what I'm gonna do. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna spend that money on a nice trip for me. It's called the grieving trip. The trip where I'm going to get over this boy and enjoy it, because there's always good things that come out of the relationship, and I need a flight. I work 50-hour weeks. Let's do it. So yeah, I'm not disclosing his name or who or where we met. I think that would be a little TMI, considering it is a small town. But anyways, I was so convinced that I was gonna change my last name because of him, and we decided that we didn't want that. And I'm just really grateful, because my goal as an 18-year-old was to get a tattoo of his name. I would have, if I still had that, I would have Sharpie penned that all over, because we did not appreciate the way it ended, and it was just horrible. But you know, we're grown and mature, and there's no hate feelings. I just feel like I deserve to be treated better and not cheated on, period. Anyways, that's the story that I've never gone public about. But now you guys know. I am looking, just kidding. I am not in for players. I catch those red flags, and you cannot get me, Miss Ma'am. I know when you're acting up. All right, that's my tea time for this ex-boyfriend piece of F boy. But I hope he's learned, because one day it's all gonna get back to him, and I hope he knows that this isn't what's gonna work out with other people. And I have grown from it, I have healed from it, and that is my healing story. Point blank, period. Get your self-help book tonight.